call to order the meeting, Plan Commission meeting for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Shirley, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Karen.
Commissioner Griffith?
Here.
Commissioner White? Commissioner Benningfield?
Here.
Vice Chair Woods?
Present.
Chairperson Warren?
Here. Okay, number four, agenda review. Do we have any changes by commissioners or staff tonight?
Staff has no changes at this time.
Commission? No changes from commission. So move on to number five, public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Do we have anybody from the public to make comments tonight? Seeing none, we'll move on. Six, new business public hearings. 6A, use permit number UP-14-12, applicant owners Casey Hoffinke, Martin Reynolds LLC, assessor's parcel number 005-402-013, 247 West Wood Street, entryway zoning district, entryway land use designation, request to allow establishment of a martial arts business within an existing commercial building. Karen, do you want to give us what you have first, please?
Yes, thank you, Commissioners and Chair. The project before you is a use permit that was submitted on behalf of business. Mr. Hoffinke has desires to establish a martial arts business in the entryway zone. This is in a existing commercial complex that's on Wood Street that I believe it has about four or five suites in it. This zoning does allow for martial arts, but through a conditional use permit. So as stated, Mr. Hoffinke would like to establish his business, opening it 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And he will be the owner and operator of the business. There are a number of surrounding uses around it that are all commercial, so this fits right within the type of district that this type of use would be allowed. Then, as stated, the use permit requires the approval by you, and the similar business was in there a couple years ago, and that was a similar type of business, and so I don't believe that there are very little, if any, tenant improvements that are required for this project. And then in signage will be installed. Mr. Hoffinke has submitted a sign permit application that I will process. And with that, I did have some other departments review it. There aren't too many conditions that are associated with this use permit. There are some findings that are within the resolution that take into account use permit findings that have to be made. Other than the business signage and proper identification and also some fire extinguishers, which are required, are kind of the extent of the conditions associated with this use permit. And I believe that the applicant is in the audience this evening if you have any questions of him. And that concludes my report.
Commission, have any questions for Mr. Hoffinke? Is there anything you wanted to say to us before we start our own discussion?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't need anything from me.
Okay. So do we have to do, so we need to open a public hearing on this. So we'll open the public hearing. We have anybody wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Okay, commission discussion.
I did think of a question. I notice your hours are 4:30 to 7:30. About how many cars? I thought that was really good because the other businesses in there are like the quilt store and the, is there one other?
That restaurant.
You know, there should be ample parking with those evening hours. Do you anticipate how many? Do you do sessions?
Wait. Casey, can you come up here and answer the question?
Yeah. As far as, is that loud enough? Good.
Yeah.
Usually, the first couple of days might be a little rough for parking. But usually it'll be more of a drop-off kind of thing for, it'll be mostly kids, you know, very little cars. And so that's a pretty much drop-off and pick-up. Might get congested a little bit because there's not a ton of parking, but I don't think it'll be an issue for more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Will you do, like, sessions? Will it be like an hour or 2 hours, or is it one class that'll go for that?
It's three separate classes for an hour each time.
Okay.
Is it mostly for kids, or are there adult classes?
I have an adult class, but in my previous experience, you get a lot of kids, a lot more kids than adults. Okay. So that's, I got two kids classes for like kids after school is 4:30, and then kids with parents who can make it after work, so 5:30, and then adults at 6:30. So okay. That's how that works.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be much of an issue for that one class for that.
No, when the previous martial arts studio was in there, Gannon, my son was there, and yeah, it gets a little congested when they get out, you know, when you're dropping off and get out, but we never had an issue with parking, so I'm not seeing any issues.
I was thinking more in line with issues for the other.
Okay. Anything else?
It's hard to, when there's an existing building, an existing business, you know, to create new parking. I think there's a little bit of off-street parking on the street to
on
the north.
West.
To the west.
Yeah.
There would be some additional parking there if there was a need for an overflow. Hopefully you're that busy.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We always hope for parking to be a problem. That means we're really effective.
There's a few spots in the back, too. The building goes, there's the back room where I do everything. It goes to an outside roll-up door to a back little, the spot. It's all gravel, so there's a few more parking spaces out there.
Excellent. Good.
Okay, we always like to see new businesses. Business is good. Mm-hmm. So what is the pleasure of the commission? I closed the public hearing.
Apologize.
So that's okay.
That keeps us straight and narrow.
What is up with these microphones tonight?
I don't know. I'm sitting too close or something.
Okay, so if we don't have any more discussion, what do we want to do?
Shall I? I'd like to. We approve the resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting the use permit approval for file UP-14-12 to Casey Hoffinke. Yeah, that's good. Establish a martial arts. English not is my second language. To establish a martial arts business within a existing commercial building for property located at 247 West Wood Street, assesses parcel number 005-402-013.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That passes, so you're, I think Karen's got something to tell you.
With the use permit, there is a 10-day appeal period that is associated with all uses, so I don't believe that you're getting any kind of permit as far as building or anything, but if you would, that would not be able to be issued until about 10 days.
Okay.
I just have one question. What's the suite number so I can just note it for my file?
It's 247. We all have our own numbers.
Are they all individual suite numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Casey.
All right, thank you, guys.
Wish you good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
When are you going to start?
Probably after Christmas, first of the year, I think.
In 10 days, huh? Thank you.
Okay, moving on to 6B, design review number DR-14-08, applicant owner Randy Detmer of Detmer Architecture, Sabra Healthcare, assessor's parcel number 001-191-001, 320 North Crawford Street, entryway, zoning district, entryway, land use designation, request to allow outdoor equipment structure resulting in the loss of one parking space for the project. Karen, you want to give us what you have, please?
Yes, commissioners, this project before you is also in the entryway zone, so we've got two of them in the entryway zone here this evening. This is for a approval of some request by Genesis Healthcare through their architect, Randy Detmer. Architect has been undertaking this project and submitted plans on behalf of the healthcare facility. They are going to do a number of electrical upgrades inside their building, and as a result, it's under the auspice of OSHPOD, they are required to install these four their transfer switch units, and that will go along with their needs there at the healthcare center. And in order to enclose these units, they need to establish and construct an outdoor equipment for these four units. And the likely place to put it is adjacent to the existing generator that is there out on the Willow Street side. So they're requesting approval from you for this outdoor equipment enclosure, which they are proposing it to be a 6-foot-high chain link fence with vinyl slats to be either tan or brown, whichever will blend in with the area. And then have a gate that's on the front, a chain link gate. And as I said, inside there will be a pad that will place these four transfer unit switches on, and additionally an electrical panel, which will be inside this enclosure as well. They intend to install some concrete bollards on the inside and the outside of this fenced area. It's a little bit larger than one parking space, which is the second point of this project here. Is installing this outdoor equipment enclosure will result in the loss of the one parking space, which is adjacent to this existing emergency, this generator. So as part of this whole project here, I looked at how this is going to affect this, and as a result of this installation, the healthcare center needs to get compliance and approval by the city that the loss of this parking space is going to be acceptable. OSHPOD is requiring this. So as they have come before us asking for this outdoor enclosure to install these four units here. And as what's before you is the design review portion of it, and because of the actual equipment enclosure. On page 2, I have enclosed and listed pictures of what the existing generator enclosure looks like, and then the proposed transfer switch enclosures, which are fenced. Also, there's a color rendition on the board for all of you to see as well. The 6-foot chain link fence with the slats will be adjacent to that structure, which is a 9-foot high CMU wall, and it has a decorative gate. Well, the parking is the one issue that we need to address through this project. Is it does affect it. This construction does affect it. And in looking at the code for residential care homes, they are required to have X amount of parking spaces. So the equation is one for every 5 licensed patient beds, and then the higher of one parking space for every 500 square feet of gross floor area, or one parking space for each employee in the shift. So looking at all of these numbers, the applicant stated that the healthcare facility is licensed for 76 beds, but they currently have 39. So that would equate to 8 parking spaces required. The size of the building is 19,082 square feet, so that would equate to 38 parking spaces. The number of shifts, that there are 3 shifts, and the first shift has the highest number of employees at 34. So the square footage of the gross floor area is the equation that we'll use in order to get an idea of what would be the required parking. So they would, in essence, be required to have 46 parking spaces. Currently, though, there are only 25 parking spaces. There are, it doesn't include the loss of this one parking space that is the subject of this project before you. There are two metal storage containers that are along the alleyway side, along the eastern side of the property, and those are taking up some parking spaces. So removal of those two storage containers would free up 12 parking spaces that they do not have right now. And which, all said and done, including those removal of those storage containers, that would initially have 37 parking spaces for the complex, which is more than what they have now. The applicant, though, has expressed interest that they will remove the two containers. I was just told tonight by Mr. Detmeyer that one is already removed and the second one is going to go. So they are already in the works of getting that part of the project here taken care of. Well, in all, you know, this does put the healthcare center under the amount of parking for up by 9 spaces. As a little bit of background, as I included in the staff report, this original building was built in 1996. It was smaller. There was more than enough parking at that time. And then around 77, it was an addition was added to. No new parking, according to what I saw in any kind of staff reports or anything, were required of the addition. So they, and at that time, I don't believe there were, well, there were no storage containers there. So that there were sufficient parking to take care of what was being planned. So combining the loss of the several parking spaces taken up by the non-permitted metal storage containers adjacent to the alley, you know, would free up parking for this facility. There additionally is a lot of off-site parking, which is on Crawford and off on Willow Streets. And in driving around the place, there are parking spaces right in front of the facility so that if someone is dropped off or needs help getting in right in the front door, there's parking spaces that are set aside for parking to get into the facility. Plus, there's a lot of additional parking. So I believe that what's been done in the past is off-site parking has been used possibly for the employees, but I'm just kind of surmising that. You might want to ask the applicant here if that's the case. It doesn't seem to be crowded other except for on site. So I think the removal of the two metal storage containers is going to free up a lot of space, even maneuvering in and out of the parking areas that are currently there. So all in all, I guess what we want to look at here is we already do have compliance that the storage containers are non-conforming. They were not permitted. One is already removed. So I won't go into too much discussion about the storage containers and them being lawfully existing and also being there prior to all of these construction. So I think it's safe to say that those two will be removed. I was going to include that they were given the 6 months notice of removal in a letter after this meeting. But as I said, one has already been removed, and it will be noted that the other one should be removed as well. So they're both of those containers will, like as I said, free up parking spaces. There's also a section in our code that I stated in our staff report that states when about parking in general, when the use is not in compliance with the parking standard, and if it's going to be enlarged or expanded or intensified, then we would require for them to have additional parking. However, I don't feel that the installation of four transfer units, which is going to cause an increase in the use. It's just adding to their use that they already have there. They need additional backup emergency generators for their purposes. So they aren't, I don't think they're going to be losing much at all. It's just being able, I think the best part here is to be able to get those storage containers removed, and that would be a big help to the parking situation there. There were very few other comments that I generated because this, I said, this is under the OSHPOD, auspice of the OSHPOD. So other than the fire department had stated that they wanted to have bollards installed around the enclosure, but the plans already call for that. So therefore no conditions for that department were included, as they were already going to install that inside and outside. I guess at this point, that's all I have to give you as far as a report. I have included in a finding in the resolution regarding the loss of the parking space and also any of the removal of the metal storage containers as well. And there are three representatives of the healthcare center here tonight. Mr. Detmeyer, the architect, is here. Michael Stone and Tina Bray.
Right.
Of the healthcare center is here as well. So.
Okay, and I just want to clarify for the record, you stated it was built in 1996 and it's 1966.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Because you were, it was built before it was
added on.
I just wanted to make sure it was noted in the record.
After it was added.
After it was added.
So So does commission have any questions for the applicant?
I just have one question. Is there an exit into the alley? Does your parking lot?
Yes.
So there's an entrance off of Crawford and then another exit off into the alley?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it a one-way or is it just either way?
You can go either.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that those are wide enough. I've went in and out of that mm-hmm. parking lot quite a few times, and that both the driveways on the alley side and on the Crawford side are wide enough for ingress egress.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, it sounds to me, it says that they're losing a parking space, but with removing the containers, it actually sounds to me like you're gaining about six. So, yay.
So with the loss of one, what's the total we're going to come up with?
37.
37.
Which is right more than they have now. They have so.
Yeah. About 13 more, yeah.
So do we have to do a public hearing on this?
This is not a required public hearing. Design reviews, but you want to open it up to the public.
Well, we got no public here. But I'll open it up to the public. Yeah, we don't have anybody's comment. So.
I do have actually one comment that came in. Public comment came in that I should read for the record. Possibly Mr. Detmer might want to comment on this. This was from Keith Corum. In terms of the Genesis healthcare plans, I have a couple comments. I would suggest that their off-street parking lot be restriped. And I'm not sure what he means about that, other than I will note that across the alley in the former realty office, there was a realty company there.
Right.
Genesis has purchased that, and they have moved administration over there. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with Mr. Stone probably a little over a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. On the project, they did a repaint on it. We gave them approval administratively. They did a fence, worked with Mr. Stone on being able to comply with the fence. They've got a nice fence up there now, and they restriped the parking lot. So in all essence, there are 7 more parking spaces over there right now that are used by Genesis Healthcare. I initially thought about including them into this project and saying we have additional 7 over there, but that's a separate lot, and at some point in time that lot could be sold to somebody, and then a new office and a new business could go in there, so then those parking spaces cannot be used then for Genesis. So I'm not including them in the total, and I haven't included them in as a possibility, but there are 7 more spaces across that right now Genesis staff does use and has available to them. So I'm not sure if that's what he's talking about.
So, well, yeah, because it's kind of unclear when he says off-site parking, if he's talking about the street, that's not their responsibility.
No, it goes on, though, so I'll continue his comments. Or even though you cannot do anything about it, through 40 years of going there, I have noticed a lot of their employees park on the street, which eliminates most of the visitor parking. Hopefully they encourage their employees to park off-street in their own parking lot. Possibly that might be the one across the street, so I did not get that clarified. Continues to go on, as someone in the community who has gone there often, I would also like to suggest that there be at least 2 designated handicap parking places on the street in front of the entrance, along with the loading-unloading zone. I've never seen any designated handicapped parking spaces. It would be best to have them on the public street than in the facilities parking lot, because the street ones would be closer to the entrance. It is also my suggestion that the regular parking spaces in front of the facility be marked in some way. I suppose this would be the city's responsibility. I know that if you look on your site plan, there is going to be 1 designated handicapped parking space that is going to be on the alley side. They are only required to have 1 handicapped parking space.
Right, I was going to say, it's not their responsibility when it's a public street to have.
Tina might have something to comment on. Maybe you can come up here to the,
sure.
And Tina can comment on that. I spoke with them about it just a little bit earlier, and just maybe introduce yourself, and then you can speak to that. Tina, if you would, please.
Hi, my name is Tina Bray, and I'm the administrator at Willows Care Center. In the front of our building, we do have a designated yellow loading zone, unloading zone, and then right in front of that, there is a blue marked on the curb for handicap parking. And most people honor it, even though it doesn't have a big handicap thing on it.
So you do have one
there. We do have it there, yes. So we do have two.
Did you guys do that, or do you know if you...
We actually painted it, and I don't know. I first came there in 2001, and it was painted that way in 2001, so we just kept painting it.
I mean, I have no issue with that. I mean, obviously, you guys are trying to accommodate.
Sure.
So, and it works. I just don't see where we could require them to it's off street. In the park, in their own parking lot, yes, they're required to do that. So,
correct.
Which it sounds like is all taken care of. So, I think it's kind of a moot point for us to even discuss it.
I just wanted to make sure that the commission.
That's fine. I totally understand.
Okay, thank you.
Did either one of you have anything you wanted to share with us?
I'll make a brief statement.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Randy Detmer with Detmer Architecture. I am representing Genesis Healthcare. Just want to make a quick clarification. First of all, let me compliment staff and Karen Mantelli on a very comprehensive staff report. We have no issues with the staff report and would encourage you to accept her recommendation to allow for the reduction of one parking space and actually a net gain of many more parking spaces. Karen had mentioned the two storage containers. Both of those are actually still there right now. There were some smaller metal storage buildings that have been removed, and those are the ones that Mike was referring to.
Okay.
And so those two storage containers, though, are planned to be removed. They're empty. I'm told that we're just waiting for the weather to improve so that they can be moved on to dry land when things dry out a little bit. So with that, any questions you might have?
Where those containers are now, is the parking striped already, or does that have to be restriped?
You know, that's a really good question. They probably are striped because they were originally before the containers arrived. Now the condition of those stripes, I don't know. And I might also mention that there's a third storage container that's located on the property, and that belongs to the contractor who is doing the work on the building, and so that will be removed as soon as the construction work is done.
If I can comment about the striping, I believe I intended to include a condition about, because you're going to have to stripe for the handicapped parking. I guess I want to make sure once those are removed that is clear where the parking is at. There might be a condition that we might want to add that to add new striping to indicate parking and also for handicap.
Make sure that it's properly striped.
Make it sure it's properly striped.
Well, it's likely that there's going to be some striping required when the new accessible space is provided with the associated striped area. And so likely there's going to be a shift of lines in order to accommodate that, so that would be a good time to take care of the striping where the storage containers are currently located.
Yeah, I think that should be a condition.
Maybe to add a condition that
parking lot's properly striped.
Restriping of the parking lot to indicate the 37 spaces as shown in the site plan.
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay. Maybe what we can do is you can let us know when that project, because we won't be issuing you any kind of permit to connect this to. So as part of the conditions, I would just state that you notify staff so that we can verify that, you know, all the parking spaces are restriped.
At completion.
Pardon?
At completion or whatever.
Somewhere along the way, I'll think about how to work
with that.
It's a standard procedure for OSHPD, the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development, at the state level, to enforce any conditions of approval that come through the local jurisdiction. So if you provide that as a condition of approval, then OSHPD will make sure that it happens.
Okay. Something like that parking lot shall be restriped upon removal of the storage containers.
Sure.
Any other questions?
I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have anything, Mr. Stone, you wanted to add, or you're good?
No,
you're good?
It's all covered.
Okay.
I just want to say, my wife ministers over there every week, and I've come with her several times there, and I think our church holds Sunday services occasionally, and I just want to say how nicely that place is run.
Thank you very much.
The staff is always friendly and helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was just going to add that I worked in a building just behind there, right? It's on Culver. So I worked there for 15 years and never, ever saw an issue with parking with what they have now. So they're gaining, so I don't have any issues.
It's a win-win situation.
It is. It is. And it'll be nice to see those storage containers gone.
We want them gone also.
We're all on the same page.
Okay,
so what is the pleasure of the commission?
I'll make the motion that we approve Planning Commission resolution number, next one in line, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval file number DR-14-08 to Genesis Healthcare to construct an outdoor equipment enclosure for four new emergency generator units resulting in the loss of one parking space for property located at 320 North Crawford Street, Assessor's Parcel Number 001-191-001, with the added condition that you restripe the parking lot.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be sending you an approval letter after that, and if you need a letter down the line, I don't know if you do or not with Hotspot, other than that.
Yeah, I'll get together with you, but I will need a letter from you.
I did one similar that with an Hotspot, so yeah, we'll be in contact with each other.
Great. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to move on to 6C, final commission review of multifamily residential design guidelines. I am so excited about this, I could just get up and dance.
Happy dance.
Happy dance.
Well,
happy dance.
Well,
let's get this one to bed first, Bob, yeah. Okay? We're almost there. I can see the end of the tunnel.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, Karen, give us what you got. Give us your spiel.
Well, first off, I'm happy to have them here in front of you at this stage now, too. It's been a long labor of love to get these guidelines to you. We've had a busy year, though. I just put together some conditional use permit log that I'm trying to keep together. And I had not put any together for 2014. I realized I had 17 resolutions this year. So that's why we haven't been able to get it to this point, but now we're here. So.
I know, it's been just as I joined.
I just want to interject that, you know, I know that Shirley and Bob are new to this one, but Candy and I have been on this one since the very beginning, and this has been what? 3 years,
this
4 years in the making?
24.
It seems like 24.
2009, I think.
So I think we all deserve a big pat on the back for getting this done. That being said, go on, Karen.
I incorporated into the front an introduction, which I hope you've read and are you agreeable to, the language. The blank spaces are what I've asked in your staff report for you to describe the word that you would like for that overall design. So those blank spaces are for me to insert that specific word that you would like to use. And I think other than that, what I tried to say in this introduction was, this isn't set in stone, but this is a good guide for you developers. If you come to us and you have something that is different than what we have laid here in these guidelines, then you need to show how they would make the project as you've incorporated into these guidelines here.
Okay, now refresh my memory though. What was it originally there?
Superior.
Superior.
Superior was.
I had problems with that.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Optimum.
Optimum, you know, and I looked all of these up. I, mm-hmm. all and they all are interchangeable. They all do mean
the same. They really do. It's just, I think, the word that you're feeling comfortable saying, optimal.
Superior. Well, the best. I thought to me, superior, like we're snooty or something. We're, you know.
It gives a different connotation.
Yeah.
Right.
But so we just want the best. I think optimal, we want the most.
I think optimal means it's the best you can bring to us.
Yeah.
Every project is going to be different.
Right.
Because every project has got a different piece of property or a different architect. But if I was a developer now and I was handed these guidelines, I could probably bring you a project that was pretty close to what you have here,
or
what you require.
Something better, maybe.
Or something better, sure. Yeah. So if they could say, I've used this on another project, would you consider that? A guideline here is a guideline. It's not going to be codified. So when you say yes to all of these, you'll do by motion, and then I'll take it to the city council, and then they will adopt it by resolution. So it won't be codified. It'll be in conjunction with the architectural design review and any
other tool.
It's another tool. Yes. So what my question to you is what word would you feel would be best, and if you feel it's optimum, then I can insert that in the introduction and on a couple pages of these guidelines.
Optimum, even though I came up with that, it's my favorite. But
well, would extraordinary be too uppity and snooty? By that we would suggest that it would be just that it would be better than just ordinary, which is, you know, why I came up with that one was under goals, item C, to develop multifamily housing that encourages residents to take pride and a sense of ownership in their neighborhood. So if we had a word like extraordinary, that would suggest that we want you to do something that's just better than ordinary, you know, so that owners can take pride in their property and their units. And all of that.
I am open to, you know, inserting whichever word that you feel comfortable with. That's really what it's coming down to here, is it's that wording of what do we want to project out. If you said to somebody, I wanted you to show me an optimal design here. I want you to show me an extraordinary design. In your mind, what is it that you are expecting? When you use a word, you usually have an expectation with it.
See, when I hear extraordinary, it makes me think over the top.
Is that too much?
My feeling is that I think it's a little too much.
It might scare them off a little bit.
Okay.
Right. I think optimal is more user-friendly. It's not as intimidating.
Yeah.
But the extraordinary, I like the extraordinary, but I just think it's a little
maybe
too far.
Asking too much of them.
It's back with the superior.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think optimum is saying, we want the best. We want you to give us the best, but it's not too strong.
It's not pretentious.
Yeah, that's a good word.
You know, and I have worked in the city of Santa Rosa on projects, and when that word superior comes up, in talking, being on this side and having to talk to a developer, they went, here's your superior design. Mm. And, you know, kind of the way I see it is kind of like,
yeah.
Here.
Well, yeah, because optimal, if we use optimal, it puts it on them that
yes.
you need to show us the best you've got.
Yeah.
So then
it's a softer way of saying
it's a softer way, and I think because it puts it back on them that they don't take it as, well, you're telling me it needs to be extraordinary or superior. I'm kind of going with the...
And I think also that might encourage them to look at the guidelines and try to follow the guidelines.
Right.
We're not...
Correct.
And these really kind of all started as a result, and this is, like I said, this goes back, you know, almost 3 years now to 2009 when it was brought up at a...
4 years.
Okay, it was brought up at a joint meeting that this is what we wanted to, you know, implement then and get in our guidelines. And that was because the commission had just went through the single family, not single family, but the large Basin Street project, thinking in our head, we have no guidelines, even if somebody wanted to come back with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the future now, you're going to be set.
That was a huge experience for me to go through that, because what that, we had nothing. I mean, luckily they had some good plans, and, you know, it's kind of like the senior housing that we, I mean, they brought us a really good plan, but they brought us a really good plan, not because we had anything in place.
Right, and we were fortunate because they listened to what we had to say, and they did make a lot of changes based on what
we
were asking for.
Anything in writing.
Exactly, so they didn't have to do that. They could have said, well, this is what we're giving you now, but they didn't. But you're not always going to have those developers that are going to be that user-friendly and want to work with.
Well, I, for one, want to say I've looked this thing over. You girls did a marvelous job. I'm impressed
really
with it.
So, okay, so I just have a question.
Yes.
At a council meeting, if, you know, they approve it, would it be inappropriate for Chick Candace and I to do the chest bump?
No.
Okay, we're on.
Yes.
Sorry.
I vote for optimum.
Okay. Well, yeah. So what I, the second thing I want to make sure is, are you comfortable with all the pictures I've included?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
No,
okay.
I looked it over and you did an excellent job.
Okay. I think it's a marvelous piece of...
You rocked it, Karen.
Well, I actually...
Okay, so are we in consensus then that optimum is the...
Term
we're going to use?
I think so.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll insert that in there. I sent these over to my supervisor as well, because I wanted him to look at something. I had a stop and think about the environmental review portion of it, and so I contacted him to make sure I was on the right path and sent him these guidelines as well. He didn't know I was working on these, and he was pretty amazed. He was, these are really nice, Karen.
Yay.
You did a great job.
We're just a little town, but we can do good work.
So everybody, everybody went through them, correct? Everybody went through them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that everybody went through them. They don't have any questions with anything else in here.
Everything's fine.
I'm sure there'll be something, because there'll be something else.
Yeah, but like she said, the nice thing is it's not set in concrete.
Right.
It's not. It's just,
we have a guideline now.
Yeah.
So
down the line, if you feel that you get a project and something just is not working at all, we can go back and amend these things by resolution.
Yeah.
So that's the easy part of it, you know. Okay. And I think what we've got here is something the city council will be happy with too. So I'll be taking this then. If you're going to make a motion, I'll take this to them in the January meeting, and we'll be putting these in place.
I make that motion.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? They're going to the council. Woohoo!
All right. Yeah.
So.
When will that be? I believe it's, I think it's going to be on the 13th of January.
Okay.
I have another item. I'll be taking we got our final certified letter from the state for our housing element finally.
Oh.
So
yay.
I will be taking the final adoption of the housing element to the city council, and then the adoption of these guidelines to the city council.
Good job, Karen.
Thank
Good
you,
job.
Karen. We've been very helpful with this. I mean, it's like we had our vision and you really helped us formulate it and get it concise and get it in a document that we can actually present to council. And I want to thank you.
You know, the biggest compliment is if other cities look at our guidelines and adopt some of them. That would be cool.
Karen's boss said we did a good job.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's talking from LA. So.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Okay. So, yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's start resident single family.
Really? Wow. Candy. Rain it in. Commission commentaries. They may have anything to share this evening. Karen, you got anything to share?
Let's decide on maybe the meeting for January. I don't have a project right now.
Okay, I'm just telling you, the first week of January is...
Not the first, no. Let's go, I'm saying the third, which I believe is... That this, I don't know.
That'd be the 21st.
No.
21st, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the 21st. would be the third Wednesday.
The only thing, right now I have no projects. That's that would be, I have something that's going to be coming in, but I know it won't be ready at all for that meeting. We do need to elect after the first meeting of the year. I think it says after the January meeting that you elect, your chair and vice chair.
Yes, you all be thinking about that.
So with that, it's your discussion. Do you want me to talk with the chair and figure out something maybe to bring before you if I don't have a project, or what would you like to do about that?
What do you guys want to do?
Maybe you and I can meet the first of the...
Yeah, we can do that. Why don't we do that? We'll do that, and then we can send out an email and see if everybody's okay with...
If there's anything that we need to discuss... kind of been doing a bunch of cleaning up this year, so I don't know if I have any item, but maybe
we're not going to have those multifamily residential things to kick around anymore.
So possibly the chair, you and I can get together first week in January and see what we've got on the agenda possibly, and if not, if you want to...
If not, we can just hold over till February.
Yeah. So with that, we'll leave it at this point. If there's going to be a meeting, it would be the third Wednesday, but... we'll discuss and send out an email.
Okay.
Today I did get a kick out of. I was, we waited so long on the parts store to get started. Now the weather, and today I just had to smile because there were guys and they were just standing there in their little suits, just looking at the fence and looking at the rain. And I think they're thinking, they're here ready to do stuff.
But
it was like so long we waited and waited, nothing. And now it's like it's like they were just standing here. Sure they were discussing something, but my thought was it looked funny.
I just want to say, because that parking lot is so small now, and we did a fundraiser for the eighth graders about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And we were really worried because of the parking situation. I gotta tell you, this town rocks because those people parked in the church parking lot across the street and walked over, and they came and they supported these kids, and the kids ended up making over $1,000 on this fundraiser. So,
they found a way to make it work.
They did, and the community, we got the word out, and those people made sure that they were there, and so, there was another class that was doing a fundraiser like 2 weeks later, and they were all stressed. And I said, you get the word out there. I said, those people will come and support you. And they did. So
excellent.
And that's the great thing about living in a small town is that you have that, everybody pulls together and they support these kids.
That's the thing. Awesome. When we first moved here, amazed us the support that the community has. I don't care what it is. It's well attended. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's a strong community in respect. Yeah. There's a lot of new businesses that have popped up here and are coming here within the last year now. And this is a hotbed area. It really is. And if a couple of things fall into place next year, it'll be a launch.
If we get our hospital,
starting construction next year.
That is huge. When that gets
going. When are they going to start that,
2015.
Yeah, it's just...
I think starting, and then they said like March or something they would...
I think by April. I think around April or so is when I heard that they'll be starting that.
A lot of people are excited about Tractor Supply coming.
Tractor Supply.
And I have to tell you, I took a little trip.
Okay.
Went all the way through, went to the Grand Canyon and came back, and I saw several Tractor Supplies. Mm. They all had trees on the street. I'm just telling you. I go, kids, slow down, let's take a picture of that. So I was really pleased when that went through and the gentleman just, agreed to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't a big request from us. Yeah. And so I was glad he saw that, because there are a lot of Tractor Supplies that have trees on the street. So it was a good...
I heard from the gentleman today and anticipate either Friday, Monday to have plans in the house ready.
Great.
Good.
That is moving so... I mean,
that's awesome.
I wonder if people realize how fast that... They don't...
Well, that's like the Dollar Tree. I mean, once they got started, it was done.
Well, I just think our staff has worked really hard on that.
No, they have. But people don't see that part of it, and they don't realize what it gets into.
The negative stuff, they don't realize.
And by March, by the end of March, the senior apartment complex will be built, and they will be operating. They're getting a lot of calls on that already as well. So it'll be like one project leapfrogging after another.
It's exciting.
So have you heard anything else about, there was a gentleman that was talking about doing some developing out by the 76 and that property out there?
I just got some communication today from the applicant who has that tentative map that is out there. Mm-hmm. And so he's still, I would be expecting out maybe this week, but probably not to the first of the year, of the redesign. He had some resubmittals that he needs to do. Then that'll be coming for you with the tentative map on that piece of property. And that project, if everything this gentleman is saying, will, you know, start a launch of projects down there.
Tell him to call Cracker Barrel. That's what we need here.
No. I would be broke. My wife likes to shop there. No.
Everybody loves Cracker Barrel.
Have we heard anything back from the Basin Street people? They were talking about bringing something back to us, doing
they
some.
Are. They're
okay.
still going to.
So they're still talking then?
Yeah, they're still talking. Yeah.
Okay.
They're still talking about that.
Basin Street.
Like I said, I've got a project. I don't think I can name information about it yet, but there's another design review. I think it's design review project that will be coming next year, early next year. And
Has there been any interest not in the residential area for Basin Street, but in the
commercial?
Yeah,
the commercial side is what's going to come first. That's where the things are rumbling at.
It is.
So you think will that break, so that'll break all the stuff loose?
The commercial is what'll break first. Yeah. Yes, as I said, there's, you know, we applied for that Tiger Grant money, but funds through DOT, and we did not make that. I mean, there was something like
that. So that was the residential, the senior housing that they
That was a grant for infrastructure for the whole Tehama. For the bridge and for everything.
Oh, okay.
That would have been a large project. That would have been nice, but there were something like $600 million in requested funds, and they had like 100 or 200, and you know, so they were like,
which is par
250 applications. You know, they could get 10 out or less.
Par for the course for any of those kind of
things. Yeah. So you know, we threw our hat in the ring with that. Basin Street was the proponent that, you know, got a lot of the work done for it. But I believe that the city is you know, going to be starting to work with them. If you were here at the city council meeting when Three Core was here, mm-hmm. and gave the presentation, Steve and I met with them last week in regards to focusing on that infrastructure project out there along Tehama, because that is where,
if you build it, they will come.
That is going to be the area that needs to be looked at. It was property that was subdivided in the late 80s, knowing there was going to be development there. Mm-hmm. So now is the time. They're knocking. They're there at the door. And it's the time for the city to be able to make some moves towards helping that project.
We're seeing that turnaround now where, mm-hmm. you know, we were in our slump and mm-hmm. it's starting to come back up. So
yeah, no, there's work. It's all over the place here.
Candace, they can't put a Cracker Barrel there because it's too easily to find it there. If you ever been a Cracker Barrel, they're always in the weirdest locations. You have to go.
They are in a very, very
place.
But we always find them.
I know.
Well, I'm still trying for the In-N-Out burger.
Oh! We were in line the day they opened in Redding. Because I grew up with it in Southern California.
Yes.
We were live day one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they decide to put in an In-N-Out, they might have to do a separate traffic study just for that alone.
Oh, for sure.
In fact, in looking at the layout that the map has at this point, you haven't seen it yet, but the layout at this point, he's got a large drive-through area and such, so I don't know if he's anticipating something on that level or not. But,
well, the one
they're planning for a large area in the drive-through.
I'm surprised they allow the one in Redding where they put it there on a corner. That's the worst traffic.
Well, sure, you've got.
That is terrible.
Well, the one there's
Redding is notorious for that.
Yeah, but about it. There's one up
there for many years. It was on several committees. It's like it's interesting.
Well, the one in Auburn, though, is the same way. There's like, it is so congested and so small, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, the one in Chico's not ideal either.
No.
But
it's the same thing.
Right.
Wherever they can get property, they'll put it there.
Right.
And people will go to it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this tentative map is looking at, it's a little over 8 acres, and they're anticipating 4 pads, so 4 businesses, 4 uses, a hotel, and a fast food restaurant, and a sit-down restaurant, and then a gas emporium.
We need a nice restaurant in Willows.
Yes,
we have restaurants that stay open, 24 hours. We have, we have the airport cafe, which is, it's great for what it does, and the fact that people fly in and have breakfast there. I mean, we have some good things, but we need a restaurant like Farwood.
Yeah.
In Willows.
Yeah.
We need somebody.
Well, I think that's
I wish the steakhouse would, it could work. I just wish.
I've been there twice and I wasn't really impressed either time.
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying we have locations that we could promote. Nice restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think when this commercial starts happening down in that area, that whole, it's going to be a domino effect that's going to keep going there. So. Look for more projects.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Anything else?
I wish everybody a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
We're getting out of here before 8 o'clock. And we even did finish the design review stuff. We rock. Meeting adjourned.
Yay.